Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We saw a really strong rally today. Fortunately for us farmers here in the Southern Plains, wheat was up strong after being down for almost 3 months now. It seems like what was down every day. It really rallied today for the first time. Up about 20 cents in the Kansas City wheat. July of 2014 settled up 20 even at 630 and a half. And then Chicago was up 20 to 21. Soybeans were up about the same, 20 cents in the front month. And then corn was up 6 to 6 and a half cents. Most of the rally led today, started today by the wheat. After yesterday's news that the crop condition was not as good as it was the previous week, here in Oklahoma it dropped about 30% in that good to excellent category as this drought's taking its toll. Of course, we've got a lot of snow cover here in the Southern Plains, which will slowly melt and help that problem a bit. And then over the next couple months, we'll start to hear people talk about possible winter kill, as the last two storms, we didn't have any of that snow cover to insulate that crop. But right now, the thing's rallying, so we're thankful for that. Corn and beans also rallied today, mostly short covering here, as the beans got over $13, funds began to add to that long position to get out of shorts. And then as corn went over $4.40, short covering. And then we have increased farmer selling at these higher prices.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We had some market-changing news today. Some from the north out of Canada, and then some from the south from South America. We had the Stats Canada report released this morning that showed all wheat stocks as of December 31st, just under 8 million metric tons more than last year at 28.4 million metric tons. And then the canola estimate for December 31st was 12.6 million metric tons, about 4.5 million metric tons more than last year. Then mid-morning, we saw Informa's latest round of updates. They dropped their Brazilian and Argentina corn crop. In Brazil, they dropped it by a million metric tons down to 66.6 million. And then Argentina, they dropped it 2.4 million metric tons. Both of those numbers are below the USDA current estimates. And perhaps that's why we had such a strong rally today in the grains, corn and soybeans and wheat, all three. They raised Brazilian soybean crop by a million metric tons. It's actually larger than the USDA currently projects it to be, but they dropped it in Argentina by 500,000, kind of a wash there. And then Informa actually raised the world 2014-15 wheat crop by 2.4 million metric tons, with the biggest increase coming from India, and they're going to have a pretty big crop there.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were down 77 cents at 139.60. March feeders were off $1.02 at 166.97. And February lean hogs were up 35 cents at 85.22. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 22 and a quarter at 646 and one half. Chicago March wheat up 20 and three quarters at 584 and one half. In the row crops, Chicago March corn up 6 at 441 and three quarters. And March soybeans were up 20 and a half cents on the day at 13.13 and one quarter. March cotton was up 39 points at 85.40 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.